the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Another round of sub-state basketball here in Concordia, Kansas, as the Panthers are hosting the Nemaha Central Thunder. Jared Sluppy with you. Concordia is the fourth seed in the Marysville sub-state. As for Nemaha Central, they are the five seed. The Panthers are 10-10 on the regular season. As for the Thunder, they finished at 8-12. These two teams have not met any time recently, that is. They do have one similar opponent, and that's Marysville. Concordia played them twice and lost to them twice, a 58-42 defeat on December the 13th in Marysville, and a 59-52 home defeat on January the 10th. As for Nemaha Central, they also lost them only by 8. That was at Marysville on January 27th, a game after their midseason tournament. Well, Nemaha Central lost 5 of their last 6 games to finish off the regular season, including 2 overtime losses to Fulton and Royal Valley. That ended up putting them in 5th place in the Big 7 League with a record of 6-8. This season, they're 4-5 on the road, hoping to prove that here tonight. They're led by Abe Hilbert, the big fella, 10.3 points per game and 7.4 rebounds per game. Now about this, he's shooting 58% from the floor. Also, Wade Leonard and Gavin Kane in the backcourt. Both are averaging a little over 9 points a game. And Gavin Kane averaging just a hair under 5 rebounds per game as well. As a team, this is a squad that doesn't score a lot, but they also don't give up a lot of points. They're averaging 46.1 a game, while giving up 46.9 points per game. And here the band is, they're actually, believe it or not, on the opposite side of the court as myself. It is going to get very loud in here, folks. It's a very small, condensed gym, metal ceilings, very closed in. So it's going to be a loud one. My voice is not going to be like this at the end of this game. I guarantee you that. Well, what about Concordia? They won 4 of their last 6 games, but lost their 2 final contests of the year. They play in the North Central Kansas League, and in the season, they went 3-7 in league play. And in this gym, the Panthers went 5-5. Now, their one downside is this is a team that is not very deep. They play just 6 players, but all those guys shoot the ball very well. They shoot a collective 45% from the floor as a team, and 36% from beyond the arc, and 70% from the free throw line. They average 55.8 points per game and give up 54.1 points per game. They are led by Asen Cash, who averages 1.7 points per game and 7 rebounds. He shoots 42% from the floor and 27% from beyond the arc. Also, a couple of guys average 10.5 a game, Tate Brees and Joey Henderson. Brees averaging, scoring, as mentioned, 10.5 a game, shooting 44% from the floor, and how about 44.5% from beyond the arc? Unreal numbers from him. And Henderson also shooting 42% from the floor and 3.5 assists per game. Peyton Redder, their fourth leading scorer, almost averaging close to 10 points per game. He shoots 40.6% from beyond the arc and 42% from the floor. They also have Alan Garcia, who shoots 57% from the floor, and Jonathan Turner, shooting 55% from the floor. So this is a team that shoots very well. They're led by Derek Holmes, their head coach, their third-year head coach, 34-29 overall record. Well, there's some famous alumni. First we've got to get to is Keith Christensen, and he was an offensive tackle who was drafted in the 5th round by the New Orleans Saints after playing at the University of Kansas. He played 1 year in the NFL, 2 years in the CFL, and sadly he did pass away less than 2 weeks ago. He passed away on February the 17th, so leading off with him. And the town here mourning the loss of a great legend here in this town. Again, Keith Christensen, offensive tackle from the University of Kansas and with the New Orleans Saints. And he was with the Edmonton Eskimos while the CFL. This one really intrigued me. Ernest C. Quigley. Now, stay with me, folks, here. He was born in 1880, passed away in 1960. He was an official, and he is in the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. He officiated in 6 different World Series and also was an official in the 1936 Summer Olympic Games in Berlin. The gold medal game between the U.S. and Canada was actually played outdoors. It was the first year that basketball was an Olympic sport. He also officiated 3 Rose Bowls and a Cotton Bowl. He's a member of the NCAA Rules Committee. Before that, he played basketball at KU. He played football at KU. He coached football at the University of Central Missouri. They were called the Warrensburg Teachers back then. And he also coached the University of St. Louis. And oh, by the way, he was the athletic director for KU after his officiating day. So one of the most first men to come out of this town. He was born in Canada, raised here in Concordia. That's Ernest C. Quigley. And how about Gene Scarver? Everyone here familiar with Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, when he references the Oasis, referring to a bar right here in Concordia. And really cool stuff from the little small town of Concordia. So that's what we know about the Panthers in this town, since it's about 2 hours away from Seneca. Let's go and send it to a quick break. We'll step aside for a minute. We'll come back with our starting lineups and then our national anthem, and then tip off. You're listening to your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas. This Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
Kansaland Radio.
Now get to our starting lineup. Nemaha Central and Concordia first off for the visitors on the scoreboard. The Nemaha Central Thunder, again, the number 5 team in the sub-state. And actually before that, looks like we're going to do our national anthem first. They switched things around on me. So we'll go ahead and we'll step aside for another 2 minutes. We'll come back with our starting lineups and then get tip off here at 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
All right, now let's get to our starting lineup. Nemaha Central and Concordia. We'll start off with the Thunder. Number 0, a 5'9 junior guard, Carter Roddinghouse. Number 12, a 6-foot senior guard, Gavin Kane. Number 24, a 5'11 senior guard, Braden Uphouse. Number 31, a 5'10 senior guard, Wade Leonard. And number 44, a 6'6 junior forward, A. Hilbert. And for Concordia, number 1, a 5'9 junior, Joey Henderson. Number 22, a 5'10 sophomore, Peyton Redd. Number 24, a 6'4 senior, Ace Cash. Number 25, a 6'1 junior, Peyton Reese. And number 34, a 6'7 junior, Jonathan Turner. Now, this is a Concordia school that has mainly been in 4A, not until recent history. They converged to 3A. Some for the past few years, their size of their school has kind of shrunk down just a little bit. But they are ready to go. They have the size on the court to make up for it. As for Omaha Central, they're going to have to be able to crash the boards, which is an area that Concordia has actually, believe it or not, struggled in this season. And Omaha Central, as they go 9, even 10 deep at times, going to have to keep those guys healthy, keep them on it, keep them rotating in and out, and cool you tired, speed them up, and get them tired and wear them down early. See if they can do it in a very ruckus gym here. They call it the jungle, home of the Concordia Panthers. Other games going on in this sub-state tournament tonight, games that have already gotten underway. Sebesta undefeated on the season, 20-0 entering tonight, hosting Minneapolis. And in that game, Sebesta leading 46-21. Matthew Garber had 6 three-pointers in the first half for 18 points. Also, Riley County, number 16, is at number 3 ACHS. The Falcons 6-13 on the air, ACHS 13-7. That game also kicks off at 6. And the game going on the Hiawatha Channel, the Red Hawks, the number 17 and 4-16, are at number 2 Marysville, who are 18-2 on the season. As for the girls' side, ACHS victors over Marysville 40-29, number 1 seed in the bracket. They'll take on Riley County, who won on a game-winning 3-pointer buzzer beater, 26-24, so it'll be ACHS versus Riley County. Omaha Central advancing after their 67-30 win over Concordia. And the lone upset in the bracket, number 6 Hiawatha defeats number 3 Minneapolis, rather 45-35. So it'll be ACHS Riley County. That game will be at 6 o'clock on Thursday in Marysville. And then Omaha Central against Hiawatha will be at 7:30 on Thursday, again from Marysville. Talk about some of the games going on tonight across the area. It's 3, 4A for the boys, and 2A for the girls. Tipping off for the Panthers will be Turner, and it'll be Hilbert for the Thunder. Across the radio dial, Omaha Central going right to left as they win the tip. Left to right goes Concordia. You're underway. Going to the near side, Roddinghouse to the wing for Kane. Back to Roddinghouse, couple dribbles, driving in the paint. He gets stopped by Henderson in travel. Again, the starters for Omaha Central, it's Roddinghouse, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert. For the Panthers, it's Henderson, Redder, Cash, Reese, and Turner. A bit of pressure in the backcourt from Omaha Central, bringing up their trap near half court. They get it into the front court to Peyton Redder. Reese passes the far side wing to the corner for Cash. Cash passes the near side, almost stolen away. Finds the hands of Reese. Spin move to the inside. Henderson from the corner on the drive. No good, but an offensive rebound for Jonathan Turner. He backs down Hilbert. Shut up and good. Jonathan Turner gets the scoring started for us. Averaging 5.3 points per game. Sixth on the team in scoring of the six guys that like to rotate in and out. Leonard goes to the far side to Uphouse. Roddinghouse and Kane cutting to the far side. Leonard clears everyone out to go to the near side. Stops the wing. Gives it up. Kane, far side for Roddinghouse. Nice cut underneath the basket. Uphouse backs down the big man Turner. Shot no good. Offensive rebound Hilbert. He gets it again after his first miss and he lays it up and in. So Hilbert a couple of offensive rebounds and the battle of the big men has commenced. Once again, trying to trap at half court. Not successful this time either. Cash gets it across half court. Pass the top. The keeper, Reese, fires away to 3. That one is good. Peyton Reese, the 6'1 guard, makes it 5-2. That three-pointer was about 2 to 3 feet from beyond the three-point line. Hypo sketch Hilbert, lob down low. Kane, shot up short over Cash, but an offensive rebound for Gavin Kane. His putback is no good from 8 feet. Rebound for the Panthers. Bring up the near side. It's Cash. Pass down low. The big fella. Turner. No good. Hilbert with the deflection. He'll get the block. And Leonard brings up the far side. Hilbert top of the key. Near side wing for Uphouse. And Coach John Thomas calling out the play from the opposite side. It's going to be difficult to get play calls in. Here's a loss and nobody. That's communication. He wanted Ronnie House to cut to the basket, and Leonard throws it away via turnover to Concordia. Now be more of a full court press here on the inbound. They're able to beat it with no problem. Cross half court, getting it to Peyton Renner. Bob down low. Turner swatted again by Hilbert. Henderson tried to feed him from the near side wing, and now in transition come the Thunder. They'll slow it up. Leonard will try the three. Top of the key. It's good, and we are tied. 5-5. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Henderson, near side wing for Cash. Top of the key for Brees. Gives it up. Henderson now top of the key. Redder dribbles to the corner. Henderson tries a cross three, and that one is good. Their second three of the game, and it's back to a 3-point lead for the Panthers. Up house, near side wing with a catch. Pass almost thrown away. King gets past the defender, pulls up, 13-footer, no good. Rebound secured by Ace and Cash. Calling out the play is Coach Brother Henderson, the point guard. Head coach Derek Holmes, third-year head coach for Concordia. Here's the lob, and the alley-oop! And the clutch for Jonathan Turner. He cut back door for the corner. That gets this crowd going. It's 10-5 after the alley-oop dunk. High post catch over. Lob down low. Gavin Kane. Shot is blocked, but he's fouled. Gavin Kane to the free throw line for Neuhaus Central. Good job of the senior to post up down low. Doesn't have the size advantage over Cash. He's 6'4". Meanwhile, Kane right at 6 foot. First free throw is short though. Gavin Kane, a 61.2% free throw shooter on the season. Second one's on the way, and it is good. Kane with his first point of the day. It's 10-6. Neuhaus Central's defense backs off. That's Cooper Hike in the game for Neuhaus Central during that first free throw. Going to a 2-3 zone. Near side wing catch for Redder. Briefly had it in the paint for Cash. Kick it out of there. Henderson tries three far side of wing. Short. Rebound for Gavin Kane. Mentioned that this 40th team shoots 36.2% from beyond the arc. And 45% collectively as a team. Neuhaus Central, also a very good shooting team. Inside three-point line, shooting 41% on the year. Leonard calls out the play, taking some time here. Uphouse has it far side of wing. This is a team that does like to slow the game down a bit in the half-court offense. Uphouse hands it off in the corner for Gavin Kane. He'll give it back to him. Uphouse, short corner, dumps it off. Hilbert, shut up. No good. Loose. Rebound. Saved to Cooper Hike, though, in the paint. Shut up. No good by the senior. Rebound, Hilbert. That one's no good. And loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Cooper Hike. Multiple opportunities in the paint for Neuhaus Central. They couldn't connect on any of them. And Roddinghouse will check back into the game. We'll come in for Braden Uphouse. Now it's Roddinghouse, Leonard, Hike, Hilbert, and Kane in for the Thunder. 3:18 to go first quarter. 10-6 Concordia leading at home against Neuhaus Central. Here is Peyton Brees with it. Gives it to the near side of wing to Henderson. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. Lob to the far side corner. Screen for him for a three. Good again. Brees with a second three-pointer of the game. And it's 13-6. Brees, a 44.5% three-point shooter. And Century pass. Roddinghouse down low to Kane. Hands it off to Hilbert. He's swatted out of there. What a late foul is called. And Hilbert go to the free throw line to shoot two. That is the correct call. He goes falling to the floor. And that foul will go against Jonathan Turner. That'll be his first, team second. First free throw for Hilbert is up and no good. Hilbert, a 41.4% free throw shooter. That was his 56th free throw attempt on the season. Second one's up and good. Gilbert goes 1-for-2. And the Thunder trail 13-7. 2:43 left to go first quarter. Far side wing catch for Redder. Dribbles to the middle, defended by Leonard. Near side wing. They are still in the 2-3 zone. High post catch. And getting out of there is Cash. Kick far side, corner three again. That one rattles out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, held in by Cash. Turn around jumper, no good, but he's fouled by Hilbert. You know, as good as a three-point shooting team Concordia is, we'll see if maybe they switch to man-to-man later. First free throw is good for Cash. He is a 76.4% free throw shooter. Of course, the zone defense allows open perimeter shots if there is not good rotation, which so far, Piedmont Central has not had good rotational defense in the 2-3 zone. First substitution of the night for Concordia, that brings Alan Garcia into the game, the 5'10 senior. He averages 6.5 per contest, 56.8% from the floor, not much of a 3-point shooter though. 2-3 zone brought on by Concordia. Meanwhile, short corner catch, Hilbert on the near side. Hike posting up down low. Leonard can't get it to him, so passes it up to Rodding outside of the key. Far side for Kane. Hike post catch. Hilbert in the paint. Kicks it out. Leonard, he'll try a three near side. Corner three is good. Nice response by Wade Leonard. That is his second three. That cuts the lead down to 5 for Concordia. 15-10, 1:53 to go. First quarter. Corner near side catch for Redder. Gives it to Cash from the wing. Top of the key catch for Garcia. Far side wing. Head fake for Brees. Don't give it up. Redder, near side, Henderson in the corner, Garcia lobs down low to Cash. Double team, good rotational defense this time, three ball, top of the key is good again from Reese. That is his third three of the game, he has 9, and it's 18-10. Leonard will try to respond again. That one halfway down, popping out of there, and rebound hauled in, far side short corner by Redder, falling out of bounds. He gives it up before going out of bounds to Joey Henderson. And Hike unable to steal that pass, finds his way to the corner. Now a pass steal for Rottinghouse. Layup on the run out, up and in. And Rottinghouse, the best deficit back down to 6. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. It's 18-12 in favor of Concordia here in your game of the week. 92.1 at KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
18-12, Nemaha Central trailing at Concordia. Meanwhile, Sabessa has already advanced to the semifinal round as they defeat Minneapolis 65-35 to improve to 21-0 on the season. Matthew Garber with those 6 3-pointers. The team hit 8 collectively. 1 minute now left to go as Concordia is slowing this possession up. As Colby Free checks in the game for Nemaha Central and man going to the man-to-man. Garcia pass top of the key to Cash. He'll try a three. That one's short. As Uphouse gave him some space off. It's a rebound. Laid up and in for Joey Henderson. He has 5. It's a 20-point quarter for Concordia. Leonard pass the far side wing. Rottinghouse cross-court pass. Uphouse in the middle of the paint. Kick out. Rottinghouse will try a three. And that one, no good. Again, halfway down and out. And Hike is fouled from behind. And that will go against Ace and Cash. No. 32.4 seconds left, and meanwhile, that is Cash's second personal foul. Jonathan Turner checks back into the game for the Panthers. Leonard the inbounder, gives up far side corner, Uphouse, Rottinghouse, nice pass down low to Free, turnaround jumper, too strong. It was an open look from 5 feet out, and he just missed it. The rebound hauled in by Turner. Garcia to the corner. For Henderson, give it to Garcia, drives the open lane to the basket, shut up no good, but he's fouled. 19 seconds left now, as that foul will go against Colby Free. his first team second, as Hilbert will check back into the game after this first free throw from Garcia. On the way and good. This team shooting a collective 70% from the free throw line, while Garcia shooting 72.5%. Second one for the senior is no good. Rebound hauled down by Ike. It's 21-12, Concordia, 16 seconds left. Ike brings it all the way up, a drive all the way, coast to coast, shut up, no good. Loose ball picked up by Concordia with 10 seconds left. Henderson will bring it up himself after getting the rebound. He has 5 seconds now. Crossover dribble to the middle, 3 seconds, rejected out there by Hilbert, and the buzzer goes off before it goes out of bounds. So it'll be 21-12 at the end of the first quarter. Nemaw Central will need to learn to find some ways to get their defense going in the second quarter if they want to get back in this one. Step aside for 60 seconds with 92.1 and KMCA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the second quarter, and Nemaw Central trails 21-12. 9 points on 3 threes for Peyton Breese of Concordia. 5 points for Joey Henderson and 4 for Jonathan Turner. Meanwhile, 6 points for Wade Leonard and 3 for Abe Hilbert. Concordia gets the ball out of the break, and here's a 3 right out of the break. Shot up, no good. A wing 3 from Breese. Rebound for the Thunder. Leonard, near side wing for Rottinghouse. Looking down low for Hilbert. He's double-teamed. Take it out of there. Leonard, head fake. Top of the key. He'll give it up far side wing to Uphouse. Into the corner for Ike. Looking down low. Almost turned it over. Give it up to Rottinghouse. Near side wing. Jab step right. Goes left. Shot up. High off the glass. No good. Rebound for Garcia of Concordia. Henderson brings it up. Far side corner. Over the outstretched Ike. 3 ball. Corner. Good. This time from Peyton Redder. That's his first basket of the game. It's now 24-12. Panthers have doubled up the Thunder. Near side wing pass to Uphouse. Rottinghouse, the high post. Hilbert, the low post. 1 minute gone in the second quarter now. Uphouse from the wing. It's 2-3 zone of Concordia. Leonard from the half-court circle. Holds on to the ball. Now Coach Thomas calls out the play. Near side wing, Rottinghouse. Uphouse cuts to the high post. Makes a catch kick. Far side wing for Hike. Top of the key, Leonard with it. Right back to Ike, far side wing. Cross-court pass, near side corner, Uphouse. He's double-teamed by Garcia and Henderson, so he gets it out of there. It's possession over 30 seconds so far. Far side wing for Rottinghouse. Ike cuts middle of the paint. He'll drive right, gets stripped, and it's a turnover. Nice hands by Redder to poke the ball free. Full-court pass up ahead to Henderson. Cross-court pass to the far side. And a blow-by for Redder in the paint over Hilbert. Shot no good. Tipped up. It was picked up by Hike. Good job taking that away from Jonathan Turner, the 6'7 junior from Concordia. Leonard with it. Back to Hike. Top of the key. Brought the ball up. Double dribbles and a handoff to Rottinghouse. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. 24-12. Still Nemaw Central trailing. Hilbert catches the block. Shot up. Good. Off the glass. Good job. He backs down Turner. And he slammed the ball against the ground. I'm surprised they didn't call that a technical foul. The official might have given him a warning. Kind of has a scowl on his face. The official does, that is. Henderson drive kick to the far side corner. Gives up to Breese. Now to Redder. In the corner for Henderson. Dribbles to the wing. Turner comes to the screen for him. Pull up jump 15. Footer blocked by Hilbert. And he'll hold on to it and wait for Uphouse to come bring it up. Need to score here. Trying to hang in there, down by four possessions. Hypo sketch hike. Nice speed. He drives, but he stopped. Good rotational defense by the Panthers. Entry pass. Hilbert falls away, almost straddled, but kicked it out of there. Running house for three. Too strong. Rebound by Hilbert, and he straddled as he fell to the floor, and he wanted a foul. Not going to get it. Him and Turner have been battling. I think Hilbert might have got him a little bit in the jaw. He's kind of moving it in a way that he got hit in the face, that is. And timeout's going to be called by Concordia. Step aside. 24-14, Concordia leads it. 5:06 to go, second quarter. 60-second break here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
24-14, Nemaha Central trailing on the road against Concordia. 5:06 to go, second quarter. 9 points from Peyton Brees of the Panthers. And this team has been knocking down all their threes. They have five of them so far. Henderson's trap, so he'll kick it out of there to Redder into the corner for Garcia. Turner posting up down low on Hilbert. Garcia with the blow-by, runs into Hilbert, and whistle, and a travel. Good defense once again by Abe Hilbert, who's really carrying this team right now. He has 5 points, with Leonard with six, but his defense has been the story for Nemaha Central. In the paint, not allowing any easy baskets. It's mainly just the perimeter defense that's been killing Nemaha Central so far. Entry pass to Hilbert from the corner. Drives, baseline, kicks out of there. Leonard, running out, goes middle, nice kickoff to Hilbert. Shot above the glass, no good though. Rebound by Garcia. Garcia averaging 5 rebounds a game, that's second on the team. He's been showing up so far in that department here tonight. Far side corner catch for Garcia. Garcia standing at 5'10", by the way. Driving middle, Henderson from the corner kicks it out. And whistle on a travel, extra step taken by Redder on the collect. I guess gather is the correct term. 4:11 now left to go. Only 2 points in the second quarter for Nemaha Central so far. That was a 2-point basket by Abe Hilbert. Mason Cash checks back in for Concordia. Nemaha Central just needs to play a lot faster. This is a Concordia team that only goes 6 deep, so you speed them up, you wear them down. And for Nemaha Central, they go about 9 or 10 guys deep. Near side wing catch for Uphouse, top of the key. For Gavin Kane, hands it off to Leonard. Cross side wing for Kane. Crossbow pass, partially deflected, but finds hands of Rottinghouse. Hypo sketch Kane, slashes from the far side wing, kick out Uphouse, will try a three. That one's no good. And rebound hauled down by Joey Anderson. Nemaha Central on offense is kind of trying to play Concordia's game. This is not a Nemaha Central team that shoots great from beyond the arc. They shoot just 24% from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, Concordia shoots 36% from beyond the arc. They need to play their own game here tonight. Entry pass, down low, spin to the outside, shot up high out of the glass, no good, rebound Hilbert, and he'll outlet it to Uphouse. He'll try to push. Dump it back to Kane, and he traveled. Tried to take it to the paint from the top of the key and accidentally took an extra step. Clock stops with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. 24-14, still our score in favor of Concordia. Henderson, bounce pass to Cash. Back to Henderson, near side wing. Garcia working the interior. Coming out and getting the pass is Brees. Cash from the top of the key, drives on Hilbert. Now dumps it off. Henderson from the far side elbow. Goes outside on Uphouse. Gets underneath him and picks up the foul. forces a foul, rather. That'll be Uphouse's first, team's third. 2:50 now left to go, second quarter. Henderson, a 64.1% free throw shooter. That was a little too strong. You know, the six players that rotate in and out for this team, he is fourth among those players in free throw shooting percentage, since that one is good. So Henderson now with six. Scoring has slowed down a bit for both teams. Catch from Hilbert, far side block, kick it out, Rottinghouse. Nice blow by, but he kicks it out instead of taking it to the basket. Kane to the key, and now a retreat. Concordia has outscored Nemaha Central just 4-2 in this quarter. High post catch, Uphouse, kick near side, corner three for Rottinghouse, good! Needed that one, Carter Rottinghouse, the 5'9 junior guard, has five, and a lead has been cut down to eight. Henderson gets a screen by Turner, stop there, thought about pulling up, but he'll hand it off to Cash. Dribbles to the near side wing, will hand it right back to Henderson. Jab set to the right, goes to the left, and he traveled again. Another travel turnover from Concordia, that's their second in the past couple minutes, and Garcia will come to the bench. Back in is Peyton Redder. Meanwhile, checking in for the first time tonight is the senior James Thomas, and now, what do we have going on here? The official stopped the play. Not quite sure why. Nothing happened, it looks like, so we're going to go ahead and resume play. Maybe an inadvertent whistle from the official? Not quite sure. Leonard will hand it off to Thomas. He'll call the play here. It's 1:50 to go here in the second quarter. Thomas, go ahead and give it up to Hilbert. Top of the key into the far side wing for Leonard. He'll try a three. Got it! It is a 5-point game. Wade Leonard buries down the three. He's got nine. Eight points in the quarter now for Nemaha Central with 1:30 to go. Have a sketch for Cash. He retreats to the top of the key. Dribble to the near side, hand it off. Redder. Kick to the far side. Thought about the long three, but Reese holds onto it. Gives up his dribble. A clustered area, so he'll go ahead and dump it back to Redder near half court. Near side wing catch for Cash. Down low, pass deflected. And then he'll go ahead and give a pushing foul to Abe Hilbert. I think he's not happy about that call, as he was working on Turner, and that will be Hilbert's second personal foul, and team foul number four. The clock stops with 1:07 to go. Henderson, the inbounder, low formation on the inbound. A lot of Garcia makes a catch at the top of the key. Henderson comes up, makes a catch, far side wing, dribbles to the middle of the floor. He sets the play with now 1 minute exactly left to go in the first half. Henderson dribbles to the near side of wing. And lob it down low. Turner backing down Hilbert. Give it up to Garcia to the far side block. Gets the man up in the air. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound. And Turner is fouled going up as Rottinghouse reached in. Clock stops with 47.9 seconds left. Rottinghouse is first. Team foul number five. And two free throws coming up for Turner. First free throw on the way, too strong. 62.5% free throw shooter, which is fifth out of those six guys that rotate in and out. Kobe Free will check in for Nemaha Central, come in for Abe Hilbert. Kobe Free sitting at 6'8", just a sophomore. Second one on the way for Turner, again too strong, same exact spot off the heel in the middle. Rebound by Leonard. Leonard's going to fire away the three off the dribble. Got it again! He's got 12! And it is a 2-point game with 36 seconds left. Wide open, far side wing, no good on the three for Redder. Long rebound out to Brees. He'll try a three. That one's no good. Rebound hold in by Kane. 25 seconds left. Thunder up tempo. Now they'll slow it down with a chance to tie or take the lead here. And Kane got reached in on, almost went the backcourt. Thomas trying to get it. And now a whistle and a timeout call by Coach Thomas. And he is not happy as they're kind of being lazy with the ball. 14.6 seconds left in the quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So we'll go and step aside. You're on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
14.6 seconds left in the second quarter. Nemaha Central can tie or take the lead down 25-23. And here we go, back underway. Thunder had trailed by as much as 11. Pike has it, the half-court circle, 8 seconds to go. Dribbles to the far side of the wing, now at 5 seconds, gets up to Kane. Stop the key with 3 seconds. Dribbles to the left, 2 seconds, and a whistle and a foul on the floor with .9 seconds left. And that's a good foul, as much as the crowd doesn't like it, because now they have just .9 seconds to get a shut up off the catch. And officials have come together at the three-point line. Need to discuss who that was on exactly. That'll go against Reese. That'll be his first. Again, .9 seconds left, as that was team foul number 4. Leonard is the inbounder. Kind of surprised by that, considering how hot he's been. Again, with just .9 seconds. We think they try to set a screen for Leonard to get him open because he's been so hot. But here we go. Inbound, and alley-oop to Helbert. It's so good. Has the look. Missed it from 3 feet out, right in the middle of the paint. Another missed opportunity to paint from the Thunder. And Nemaha Central will go to the break, down 25-23. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
25-23, Omaha Central trailing by 2 at Concordia. Quarterfinal round of the Marysville Substate Tournament for Class 3A. Take a look at your individual stats from the first half. First for the Thunder, 12 points on 4 threes for Wade Leonard, 2 in each quarter, 5 points apiece for Carter Rottinghouse and Abe Hilbert, and a free throw from Gavin Kane. As for Concordia, 9 points from Peyton Brees on 3 three-pointers, all of which coming in the first quarter. Also 6 points for Joey Henderson, 4 points for Jonathan Turner, 3 for Peyton Redder, 2 for Ace of Cash, and a free throw for Alan Garcia. All 6 other guys that have touched the court here tonight have scored. So the first quarter, it was Nemaha Central that started out in a 2-3 zone despite being a Concordia team shooting 36% from beyond the arc. And then they learned that that was not the best play, so they went to man-to-man, and as a result, they were able to step up their defense in the second quarter, gave up just 4 points in that second quarter. So those adjustments, big time. Just unfortunate they dug themselves into such a deep hole. They were down by as much as 11 early in the second quarter. But Brayden Uphouse, Wade Leonard, knocking down those threes. Carter Rottinghouse had a big one as well to get them back in the game to make it a 2-point deficit at the break. Again, 25-23 your score here at the half. Take a look at some of the other games going on here tonight. Mentioned that the Sabetha game went final already, 65-35. The Blue Jays able to hold on to their perfect season. They're now 21-0, and they'll await the winner of this one. And elsewhere in that bracket, we have Marysville leading Hiawatha in Marysville, 36-16 at the break. Marysville the 2 seed, Hiawatha the 7. And then another game going on, don't have a score for, is number three, CHS is hosting Riley County. And another score we have for you, Silver Lake is up 20-16 on Moorhill Mount. This is the Terry LeCompton Substate Tournament. That game can be heard on CARE 93.7 FM, our sister station. Also, Terry LeCompton is in action at Alm against Jefferson West. That's on KNCA 103.9 FM. And the other game that I have mentioned in that substate tournament is Heritage Christian, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 5 seed, Royal Valley. And as for the Class 4A East substate with our two area teams participating, Atchison, the Phoenix, 17-3, the number 1 overall seed in the 4A East, as they're taking on Coffeyville Field Kinley, who is 16th seed. That game started at 6 o'clock. Also, Holton started their game at 6 o'clock on the Holton channel. They are hosting Fort Scott. Holton, the 6 seed, Fort Scott, the 11, and that's upstate. And in Class 2A, on the girls' side, you have number 1 Riverside. The Cyclones with that big win against Omaha Central. They're taking on Republic County. That game started at 6. Another game that also started at 6 is Valley Heights and Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge, the 4 seed. Valley Heights, the 5. And on the Cobra channel, Jackson Heights hosting Horton. Cobra's 15-4, Horton 3-16. And number 3, Jefferson County North, 13-7 on the season, hosting Valley Falls at 7-12-16. In the 2A St. Mary's substate, number 9 Oskaloosa got the win against McLeod on a Saturday in a play-in game to take on Mission Valley, number 1 seed, who's 16-4. Those are your area games, and taking a look at what we have for you on deck starting on Thursday and continuing on Friday, we go back to Class 1AB1 for the Onega substate tournament. Again, right here on KMZA. Number 6 Troy will be hosting Jonathan West, or excuse me, it's going to be at Onega, so there's no hosting. Number 6, Troy, got an upset, and they'll take on the number 2, Donovan West. That'll be 6 o'clock. Troy, 7-13 on the season. Donovan West, 14-5. And the 4 seed, Centralia, advancing after win over Onega. They are 12-9 now on the season. They'll be against number 1, Berlin game, who got the bye in the quarterfinal round. It's 14-5 on the season. That'll be at 7:30. As for the boys' side, that will start on Friday. for the first semifinal at 6 o'clock is between the 4-seed Bishop Seabury, who is 8-9 on the season, who defeated Onega, and they'll take on Burlingame again, the 1-seed, getting a bye. They are 15-4 on the year. And the 7:30 game will be two area teams meeting. Number 3, Centralia, at 13-7 on the year, will take on number 2, Troy, at 15-6. That'll be 7:30 p.m. What a fun game that'll be. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with second half action. Once again, your score, Concordia leads at the half against Nemaha Central, 25-23 here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMCA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas. This Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. To the public.
Kansaland Radio.
25-23 at the half as we are just seconds away from getting the third quarter started. Concordia and Nemaha Central quarterfinal round of the Marysville Sub-States for Class 3A. Jared Slubby with you. Kurt back in the booth. We did have some final scores to report. In 4A, Atchison winners over Coffeyville Field Kinley, 81-48. Holton, winners over Fort Scott, 61-54. Also, ACCHS advances after a 55-45 win over Riley County. Now just waiting in Hiawatha, Marysville, and this game in front of us to finalize, and we'll have the semifinal round set for this Thursday. Gavin Kane stops Barcelona, pops and knocks it through, and we are tied right out of the gate. Gavin Kane, his first field goal of the game. He has three. It's 25-25. Those just joining us, Nemaha Central gave up 5 threes in the first quarter and the first 30 seconds of the second quarter, but then for the rest of the quarter gave up just one singular point. Only gave up 4 points in the entire second quarter, and that's how we are tied here after trailing by 9 after the first quarter. Here's that runner teardrop from Ethan Cash. He drives from the far side wing to get it to go, and Panthers right back in front. Leonard brings it up, goes to the far side. Uphouse is there, doesn't give it to him, said he passes it down low to Hilbert, it's contested, it's back throw, caught by Runninghouse, he plays it up and in, fantastic wherewithal, a slash into the paint, made the catch and laid it up it with it, rather, laid it up and in, and we are tied again, it's now 27-27. Runninghouse, nice day, 7 points, Hilbert deflects that ball that was intended for Turner down low, but they maintain possession, near side corner catch for Henderson. Anderson gets a screen from Turner. He'll kick it out. Cash, nice head fake. A little tune rise because he traveled with it. Gavin Kane with a nice closeout. And a chance for Nemaha Central to take the lead. Looking for their first lead of the night. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Kane catch far side elbow. One dribble, and then kicks it out. Near side wing for Rottinghouse. King gets it in for the front of the near side elbow. And now we'll retreat to the perimeter with it. With a couple dribbles. Near side wing catch for Rottinghouse, and he's fouled by Henderson. 5'9 junior guard for Concordia. Didn't move his feet that time, trying to defend Rottinghouse. His first personal. Hilbert, the inbounder. Get up to Uphouse. Got a screen for Leonard to get the inbound. Rottinghouse passes, stolen away by Cash. Tried to get it inside to Hilbert. Hilbert has up ahead, tipped up by Rottinghouse, and stolen away by Hilbert. Good job by Rottinghouse after turning it over. Turn it right back. Leonard dribbles to the top of the key. Dump off, pass, Uphouse. Near side wing, hands it off to Kane. From the wing, between the legs dribbled, defended by Cash. Turn it back and down. Hypo sketch for Hilbert. Turns the squares, he'll hand it back. Kane, three, straight away for the lead. No good off the right side. And a rebound hold down by Henderson. It's a good look. Just couldn't bury it. 5.5 to go, third quarter. You're tied, 27-27. Winner will survive in advance and play in the semifinal round against Sabetha in Marysville on Thursday. He'll hand it off. Cash with the top of the key. Far side for Henderson. Henderson, lob up to Brees, top of the key. Defended by Leonard, goes to his left. Jumps off, and whistle, and a foul on the floor. And Leonard says, okay, I'll be fine as long as it's not hand one. That'll be the senior's first personal foul. Both teams with a pair, rather a foul apiece. In this opening, 2 minutes 50 seconds. Cash top of the key catch, dribbles to the far side, gives it up to Brees, comes off the screen, dumps it off, Henderson, drives from the near side wing, driving kick, three ball, Redder, good. Peyton Redder now with six, he has a pair of threes, had the lone field goal in the second quarter, Panthers back up by three. Starting outside post catch for Hilbert from the catch. Shut up, high off the glass, I think it was a misfire. Shot's no good. Rebound by Cash. Nice look. Henderson, layup no good, and Leonard forced a foul. And Turner will get a couple free throws. So back-to-back fouls by Leonard. I think they'll be okay with that because Turner has not been good at the free throw line here tonight so far. First on the way is no good. Turner is 0-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. Cooper Hike checking into the game for Nemaha Central. Second one on its way. That one is no good as well. But an offensive rebound all down by Redder. Brees, the far side wing to Henderson. Redder gets it back. Head fake, trying to shake Hike. Cannot, so hand it off. Henderson, drive, middle, nice move on Uphouse, he'll kick it out. Three ball, Cash, near side three, no good, but he's fouled. Gavin Kane fouls him on the closeout, so he'll get three free throws. And the senior guard, Gavin Kane, with his first personal foul, but the 13th foul already, with 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Cash, a 76.4% free throw shooter, second best on the team, but he misses the first one. It's very difficult to hit three free throws in a row. Something you're not too used to doing in a game. Shoot two all the time, but then you get that third one and kind of shakes you up a little bit. Second one's on the way. That one is good. Cash looked a lot more comfortable on that try. Now timeout's going to be called by Coach Thomas. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. 31-27 Concordia. You're on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
31-27, Concordia back up by 4 with 4:18 to go in the third quarter. One more free throw coming up for Ace and Cash, who's fouled on a 3-point try by Gavin Kane. He's 1-for-2 so far on this set of free throws. His third try is no good. So just 1-for-3. Rebound all down by Braden Uphouse. Leonard trying to push. Up ahead to Hilbert. Left all alone. Laid up and in. Turner couldn't get back on defense, so Hilbert had an open lane. He has 7. And it's right back to a 2-point deficit for the Thunder. Halfway through the third. Henderson top of the key. Cash working the interior. Turner on the short corner. Hand off, Reese, Cash, now Henderson, nice look down low, Turner defended by Hilbert, and nice reach in by Hike, he takes it away with a steal, Hike goes end to end, he lowers his shoulder, that's going to be a blocking foul, wow, Hike got away with one as he lowered his shoulder into Aiden Cash, and understandably he is not happy. That was not a good call by the official, and that'll be his third personal foul. 3:40 left to go in the third quarter. The foul was on the floor, by the way, so box formation, Leonard the inbounder. Looking for somebody into the corner. Hike, head fake, give it up to Kane. Students getting loud. This is a loud building because I'm having to talk a few decibels louder than I usually do. Lower ceiling and metal roof. Hypo catch up, house kicks it out. Up, Leonard for 3. Got it! And Emos Central with their first lead of the game. Wade Leonard has 15, his fifth 3 of the night. He's been absolutely on fire and super consistent as well. More importantly, Garcia catch far side corner, drives middle, up the glass. No good, rebound Hilbert. Trying to keep momentum. Up ahead, Leonard quickly. He'll try another 3. Short this time, rebound by Turner. The Omaha Central crowd would have exploded on the far side if he would have made that one. Thunder lead 32-31. Nice move in the post by Henderson, but he's fouled going up. And the shot's no good. A lot of contact that time. If that one goes against Abe Hilbert, that'll be his third. So Cash and Hilbert both with 3,000 beats. 2:48 to go, third quarter. The Omaha Central still up 32-31. Panthers can retake the lead with a couple free throws here by Joey Henderson. He's a 64% free throw shooter. First free throw is no good. Now the best they can do is bring it back to a tie. Should be a fun finish. At one point, Concordia had an 11-point lead. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Leonard. Here is Gavin Kane. He was open, but he said drive the kick. Hike will try a 3 far side. That's too strong. Hilbert trying to track it down. Here's that corner, and he does. So Uphouse will hold on to it. He'll reset with 2.5 to go. Bounce pass. It's deflected. Stolen away by Garcia. Trying to get it to Kane. Garcia traveled. Before the contact, he walked. Took an extra step. He leaned into the defender. And a missed opportunity for Concordia. Now 2:22 left to go. The Panthers are going to bring some pressure in the backcourt. Only Uphouse is up to catch it. And now Kane hustles to make the catch. He'll be defended by Garcia. Man to man all the way. Here's Kane. High post catch. Hike. Lob down low. Kane shot the glass. Still good. Rebound Leonard. Far side block. And all retreat to the perimeter. Far side corner. It's to Rottinghouse. He'll bring it to the middle of the court. Give it to Uphouse. Pass fake. Now we'll give it to Gavin Kane. Near side wing. Nice jab step. Drives baseline. Shot up. Good. Contact. No foul. But Gavin Kane makes it 34-31, Omaha Central. He has 4 points in the quarter, five for the game. Lob down, was thrown away by Hike. Tried to pass it to Turner, pass was too low, and the senior was able to pick it off. Roddinghouse open for three straight away, put up! Connor Roddinghouse has 10, and the lead is 6 for Omaha Central. With 1:35 left to go in the third. There'll be a timeout call by Coach Hughes of Concordia. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
1:35 to go, third quarter. Omaha Central with their largest lead of the game. They're up 37-31 thanks to a three-pointer from Carter Roddinghouse. Henderson has a lane to drive, right side, shut up off the glass, staying good. Nobody picked him up. He was able to lay it in with ease. He has 8. Leonard, scoreless so far in this quarter. I beg your pardon, he does have 1-3. And Leonard is fouled on a reach-in. Meanwhile, Redder thought he was pushed off. And that'll be his first foul, foul number 3. 1:12 now left to go. Inbound will be at half court. Leonard will do the inbounding. Roddinghouse comes to make the catch. Top of the key, hand it off. Leonard. And Redder fell over, and he slid on the ground and tripped up Leonard so he could get called for another foul. That's the right call. He tripped him up, and Redder is not happy. Fans are not happy here either, but that is the correct call. Now be his second, team foul number 4. Lob up to Hike is deflected, and it'll stay with the Thunder as it goes out of bounds. 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Since Redder was moving on the ground and he tripped him up, that is why it was a foul. That is, by the true definition, in the books, a foul. Turnaround jumper for Gavin Kane is no good in the middle of the paint. Missed an opportunity. Rebound for Concordia. 56 seconds left in the quarter. Cash with it. Top of the key. Drives left. Gets bumped by Hike. Shut up. No good. Or rather, is good. Excuse me. Off the glass. A lot of contact, and he knocks it through regardless. Cash having a nice quarter. He has 5 in this quarter. With 7 on the game. It's 37-35. 38 seconds left. Near half court, near side corner, Roddinghouse. Closed by Henderson. Layup left-handed. It's no good, and a whistle and a foul. They waited for the shot to go in. It is not, so he gets the foul call. And now go against Joey Henderson, his second, team foul number 5. As of the past few years, the officials have been told that if it's kind of a borderline call, wait if the shot goes in or if it does not go in, and let that be the determiner. The first free throw is good for Carter Roddinghouse. Is that kind of a weird rule? Sure, maybe, but that is what officials are being told to do. Second free throw on the way is good. Roddinghouse goes 2 for 2. He has 12 and 7 in the quarter. It's 39-35. Omaha Central with 26 seconds left in quarter number 3. Passion was for Henderson to come get it, and he does so. From the Concordia logo on the far side wing, in between the three-point line and half-court, now retreats towards the half-court line. Shot by Uphouse. He backs off. Henderson on the top of the key. Bounce pass, 10 seconds. Here's Redder with it. Right back to Henderson. 7 seconds. Crossover dribble. Drives right side. Spin move to the inside. Shut up. The glass is good. With 3 seconds left. And a 4-4 heat from Roddinghouse on the way. And they'll get off the backboard. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. Henderson now with 10 points for Concordia, and it's 39-37. Don't go anywhere. We got a fun one here from Concordia. Here in your game of the week, the 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Go to the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central holding on to a two-point lead, 39-37. 12 points for Carter Rottinghouse at 7 in the third quarter, 15 for Wade Leonard on 5 three-point makes, 7 points for Abe Hilbert, 5 as well for Gavin Kane, the four scorers tonight for Nemaha Central. Meanwhile, 10 points for Joey Henderson of Concordia. We are back underway. Henderson with it. Give it up to Cash. Cash has 7 points. He had 5 in that last quarter. We'll get it back after briefly giving it up. Henderson now in the near side corner. Drives baseline. Running house. Double team. Nice recovery on Turner. Shot up over Hilbert. Is done. Turner's first basket since the first quarter. He has 6. And we are tied once again. Leonard trying to shed Redder. Now gives up his dribble. In trouble. Gives up to Running house. Nice move to get past Henderson. Kick the corner. Hike. Now back to Rottinghouse. And he'll retreat back to half court and set the half court offense here. Kane from the half court logo. And head coach John Thomas now signaling out the play call. Signaling for Hilbert and Leonard to switch on the far side. Hilbert comes to the wing and Leonard goes to the corner. It's 5 out, 0 in. Nobody in the paint. Leonard is being face guarded by Redder. 1 minute already gone in the fourth quarter. Pass the near side to Rottinghouse. Still working near half court, defended by Henderson, but giving him a nice cushion here. And hands it off to Hilbert again from the half court circle. They're not really putting any pressure on the ball. Kane, 3 seconds holding onto it, now puts it on the floor. From the top of the key. Stops the elbow. Now we're 3 back out to the perimeter. Now 1.5 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Gets back to Kane. Kind of seems like they're playing keep away. Kane, top of the key. Crossover dribble to Hilbert, now out to Rottinghouse. Near half court again. Concordia crowd getting anxious here. Far side for Hilbert. Defended by Turner. Now put it on the floor, blows by Turner. Nice stop before running into a man. He lays it up and in. Abe Hilbert, after a 1.5 minutes possession, pays it off with a basket to go up 41-39. He has a basket in every single quarter. Henderson driving kick into the corner near side for Brees. And Brees hasn't made a make since the first quarter. He had 3 three-pointers, nothing since. Meanwhile, a carry is called by Redder. 5:53 left to go in the game. 41-39, Omaha Central leading against Concordia. Winner of this one will take on Sabetha in the semifinal round in Marysville on Thursday. Sabetha took care of business 65-35 in their quarterfinal matchup. Leonard gets a screen from Hilbert. Drives, kicks, hike, near side corner, lob it out to Kane. Cash with a hand in his face, puts it on the floor now. Kane dribbles to the far side. Bring it back to the middle, drive. Kane with a blow by, and Cash fouling to the ground, and he says that was all ball. And the official's telling him to stop talking back before he gets a technical. Now his teammate saying, think, man, think. Peyton Brees being the teammate. That'll be Cash's 4th personal foul and 16th foul, and Gavin Kane will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one on the way. Is good. The foul was as Cash was falling to the ground, Kane kind of leaned into him. He knocked the ball free, and Cash said it was all ball when it was not. Second free throw is good. Kane now with 7. It's back to a 4-point lead, 43-39. Largest lead they've had tonight was 6. That's 37-31. Trying to get back to that. First, they got to get a stop here. Cash, far side wing. Drives baseline on Hike to the middle. Hands it back to Brees. Far side wing. Jeff's at middle. Drives right. Driven by a triple team. He stopped. Kicks it up to the top. Gives it to Cash. Baseball pass near side corner. Henderson. Drives middle. Lost it. Still pulled in by Cooper Hike. Kind of shoved away Rottinghouse, and now he'll get it back with 5 minutes to play. Kane again near half court, really spreading out the Concordia defense, trying to get some isolation one-on-ones, which they've been able to capitalize. Meanwhile, Central just has some athletes. Concordia has more size and length, which works better in a 2-3 zone, which right now they cannot afford to play in, down by four. Meanwhile, Central with a bit of an advantage in terms of the game plan. Hilbert has to hand it off to Kane for the 5-second call out near half court. He does so. Kane, defended by Cash. That's on the floor, blows by him. Nice dish to Hike. Layup blocked, but he's fouled. Against these isolation one-on-ones near half court, they have a couple guys on the baseline. As soon as there's blow by, it's guys from the corner slash to the paint. That allows the blow by of the player with the ball to dish it off to somebody or keep it himself. As Wade Leonard now is talking to the official. He's not happy about something, not sure what. Schematically, John Thomas has done a fantastic job of adjusting after what was a brutal first quarter. His first free throw is no good by Cooper Hike. Concordia went up 21-12 and knocked down 4 three-pointers and knocked down another one right out of the gate in the second quarter, then switched to a man-to-man defense after playing the zone. They gave up just 4 points in the second quarter, and their offense really turned it on with Wade Leonard knocking home 5 threes. He has 15. Second free throw for Hype is good. That is his first point of the night. And it's 44-39. Yamaha Central with 4:25 to go. Far side corner and timeout called by Coach Hughes. Cash thought about a three, but he holds on to it. And we'll go and step aside for 30 seconds. It's your game of the week here at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
44-39, Yamaha Central up with 4:23 left to go in the game. Yamaha Central kind of playing keep away with it, being smart with the ball on offense, and able to take a 5-point lead. Inbound, we're back underway. Henderson with the catch here, half court. Defended by Rottinghouse. Bounce pass, Redder, top of the key, near side for Cash. Jason Cash looks on and whistle, and a foul away from the ball. And I think that's going to be, this could be against Wade Leonard. That'll be his third. Team foul number 5. Inbound to Garcia, far side corner. Gives it to Henderson, now to Redder. Screen for Brees, near side corner. Good closeout by Leonard. He'll kick it out of there. Cash, top of the key, dribbles to the far side. He'll hand it off to Garcia. From the wing, gives it up to Brees. Far side, 3. Cash, short. Rebound hauled in by Hike. Outlet to Leonard. He'll bring it up. Go to the far side to Kane. Hold on to it. Garcia comes and defends. Kane blows by him. Layup up and no good. Rebound hauled in by Henderson. Outlet to Cash. 1-on-1 with Hike. Trying to take the charge. Doesn't get it. It's going to be a blocking foul as Cash didn't lay it in. This opportunity, it was an open look for a layup for Kane, but he couldn't get it to go. Hilbert tried to follow up, but didn't time that one down. In terms of getting the offensive rebound, and as a result, Tilbert was behind the play. They're allowed to get the run-out transition try. Hike tried to get the charge, but again, Cash going around it. And he'll have 2 free throws coming up. First free throw is good. Cash had 5 points in that third quarter. He now is 8 on the game. Knocked down a pair of free throws in the first quarter and 1 in the third. Second free throw on the way is good. 2 for 2 for Cash. It's down 44-41, back to a one-possession game. Rottinghouse with it. 3:35 to go. Near half court on the near side in the corner. almost lost it, but picked it back up, defended by Anderson, and a whistle on a reach-in called in by Anderson. Not much contact there, but enough for the official to call the foul, and that will send Roddinghouse to the free throw line. Is that a team foul number 8? Clock stopping with 3:28 here in this fourth quarter. Roddinghouse knocked down a pair of free throws in the third quarter, but misses the front end of the 1-1 here. Rebound for Cash. Unable to make it a two-possession lead once again, and they have an opportunity to tie. They can knock down a three-pointer. This is a team that shoots 36% from beyond the arc, and now a reaching foul called in against Cooper Height. And that's team foul number 7, so that sends the Panthers to the free throw line. Alan Garcia with 1 point. He was 1 for 2 from the free throw line that first quarter. Back-to-back fouls by Cooper Hike, but just 2 on the game. First free throw, and the 1-1 is good. And Garcia makes it a 2-point game. Momentum starting to swing back in favor of the Panthers. One more free throw coming up for the 5'10 senior guard, Alan Garcia. That one is good. 44-43, press brought on, inbound to Kane. He's double teamed. He'll get it to Hilbert underneath the basket. One dribble in trouble, handed off to Leonard. They need a push. Get across 10 seconds, and they do so. Leonard blows by, layup off the glass, too strong. Tipped up, rebound Garcia. Now let pass up ahead to Brees. Still in the backcourt. Leonard off to Gashino, walking across that court with 2:57 to go. Defended by Hilbert. Turner not in the game for Concordia. The big man, 6'7", on the bench. He looks on. Cut inside for Henderson to kick it out. Cash, open three, far side corner. No good, short. Rebound Hilbert. Now it's loose to the floor in between his legs, and it'll be a jump ball. Good hustle between Cash, Hilbert, and Hike. All on the floor for that one. Garcia was 2. Possession arrow favors Nemaw Central. Clock stopping with 2:38. Let's go in the game. Braden Uphouse checking back in for Cooper Hike. Nemaw Central has went 9 deep here tonight so far, but they have just 5 scores. And only 4 of those have made a field goal. 44-43, Nemaw Central leading at Concordia. 5 seed trying to get that win over the 4 seed. Here's the inbound, almost thrown away, but they're going to get a foul on Brees on the inbound. That'll send the Thunder to the free throw line. Wasn't a whole lot of contact that time, and so she was upset. That was team foul number 9. Double bonus the rest of the way for Nemaw Central. That's Cooper Hike now checking right back into the game. He'll come in for Abe Hilbert. He'll get a quick breather here. Free throws are coming up for Wade Leonard. Makes free throws right here. Leonard trying to get his first point of the quarter, and he cannot. Too strong. Rebound hauled in by Garcia. And a whistle and a foul against Nemaw Central on a reach-in by Gavin Kane. Kane with his second personal foul, team foul number 8. Now Concordia back at the free throw line. Past minutes of game time taking forever as there's still 2:35 left to go and timeout's called. And we'll take it as well. 60-second break. You're on your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Going down to the final stretch. 44-43, Nemaw Central, 2:35 left to go in this one. 1-1, free throws coming up for Alan Garcia. Made two in his previous 1-1 try. First free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Ike. Bounced off four, maybe five times. Fell off the left side. Rebound for, rather, outlet pass to Gavin Kane. And Coach Hughes is not happy after that miss. Had a chance to take the lead. Instead, they still trail by one. Gavin Kane, isolation against Alan Garcia from half court. He'll drive, middle, spin to the middle, pull up jumper off the glass, no good. Gets his own miss. He'll kick it out to the half court circle to Rodinghouse. And Coach Thomas having a word with Kane near half court. Now 1-1, Rodinghouse blows by his man, layup in! Gets past Henderson, and Rodinghouse again doing what he does best. He's been so good on those isolation one-on-ones from half court. It's 46-43. Redder, pass far side wing to Cash. Back to Redder, top of the key, hypo sketch Garcia. Turns, drives, right side, up house, hits the block, and last touch by Thunder out of bounds, and Concordia wanting a foul. They're not going to get it. With 1:44 to go. Breese inbounder near side corner to Henderson. Give to Garcia, back to Breese for the tie. Three, no good. Rebound Hike on the run, now slowing it up. And Hike trying to shed Garcia. He does so as he gives up to Uphouse. Brings across that fork with 1:30 to go. 46-43, Nemaha Central leading on the road. Uphouse, double teamed, passes to the far side to Kane. Halfway between the wing and half court, now dribbles towards the half court line to the top of the key. Now retreats back to the half-court circle. A blow by Garcia. Layup on the way. Good. If it's not an offensive foul, the two victims will come together. It's going to be an offense. No, it is. Are they? They're going to say it's an offensive foul. No, they're going to say it's an and-one. The official went and-one, but it looked like it was an offensive foul. So, very confusing call. The official made the signal that it was good, but the crowd, myself included, I think fooled everybody, thinking that it was an offensive foul. It's kind of a weird signal that the official gave, but it's that should be a good basket with one free throw, and it is. That's the correct call. That one got Gavin Kane did a good job of getting around the defender. Breese set the charge. He got around him to the right side, and Kane made the shot. Now we have some audible boos from the crowd. As the lead is up to five. And a free throw would really be the, wouldn't say the dagger, but really would be salt in the wound for this play in particular. A foul against Reese in the third, team foul number nine, still bonus rest away. Free throw up and good. Kane buries it. And a timeout is called. He has 11 points. Excuse me, 10 points with 5 in the quarter, and it's 49-43 Nemaha Central. 60-second timeout. Let's take it with them here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
43 Nemaha Central, tied for the largest lead of the game with 1:10 to go in the ballgame. Panthers with the ball. Across half court is Henderson, defended by Rodinghouse. To the far side wing, stop there, gives up to Breese. In the corner, now back to Henderson. Jab step right, and he travels. This crowd here in Concordia, restless, with 58.6 seconds left. And now Coach Hughes wanting some pressure in the backcourt in the inbound, and they get across half court, running outside, is knocked away by Henderson at half court. So that's where the inbound is. As 1 second comes off the clock. Trying to make this a three-possession game, put this one out of reach. For the right to play Sabeth in the semifinal round against in Marysville. Inbound, Tash is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hike, but his Breeze poking it free. Meanwhile, Central has done such a good job of taking care of the ball in isolation situations and avoiding takeaways in traps as well. Kane in the backcourt gets past Garcia, dumps it back to Uphouse. He'll drive and gets out from behind by Garcia. So Garcia commits his first personal foul. That'll be team foul number 10. So two free throws coming up for the senior. Big time for his first points of the night. This one on the way. Good! And that makes it a three-possession game. 50-43, their largest lead of the contest with 48.9 seconds left. One more coming up. This one's on the way. Good! 2 for 2 for Braden Uphouse. 51-43. Redder brings it up, cross half court, defended by Kane, he'll hand it off. Cash hands it off to Garcia, into the corner, far side, Breeze, head fake. Good on-ball defense, but a three for Breeze is open, and he knocks it home. It was good until that last split second, and Breeze got a look from the top of the key, and his first make since the first quarter, he has 12, his fourth three-point make. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Again, our score, 51 to now 46. So a 5-point lead for Nemaha Central with 35.8 seconds left in the contest. You had a final, Jackson Heights winning big in their quarterfinal matchup. Get you the final score exactly here in just a second. 70-28 is the final as they defeat Horton. So they will take on the winner of Jefferson County North and Valley Falls in the Horton Girls Sub-State. While this one, Sabetha has already won their quarterfinal matchup. 21-0 are the Blue Jays. And they'll get the winner of this one here in front of us. 35.8 seconds left. Nemaha Central having to go the full distance of the court on this inbound. Give it to Leonard. Double team. Nice give up to Kane. To Rottinghouse. Dribbles across half court. Far side. Dubhouse. Far side wing. Lobbed up to Rottinghouse. And he's fouled. Pushed to the floor by Henderson. He said, my bad. A good sportsmanship there by the 5'9 junior guard from Concordia. It's been a heated contest all night long. Players haven't really had beef with each other. Just kind of one of those games where emotions run high. First free throw is good. Both teams have not loved the officiating here tonight. To an extent, you know, you can understand. Some of those calls very close. The second free throw is no good. So saves a two-possession game rebound for Cash of Concordia. 52-46, 23 seconds left. Breeze strives. Kick to Garcia. Hand off. Breeze, near side wing. Defended by Leonard. Top of the key. Redder, 15 seconds. Fires a contested three. Short rebound. Uphouse and Garcia had it tied up. And Uphouse rips it away with 12 seconds. And he's fouled. Grown man move by the senior. And a free throw here would just about do it here for Nemaha Central. Traveling 2 hours to put away the Concordia Panthers. 11.1 seconds is all that separates them and advancing to Marysville coming up later on this week. Uphouse, first free throw on the way. Good, he's made three in a row now. All three of his points coming within the last 30 seconds or so, game time. Back to a three-possession lead. Second one's up. That one's no good. Rebound for Henderson with 10 seconds now. Cross half court, driving in the lane. Lays it up and in with 6 seconds. Clock doesn't stop. And Uphouse is fouled with 2.7 seconds left. Henderson with that make with 12 points on the night. And Breeze picks up his fourth personal foul. 2.7 seconds. Once again, has an opportunity to get it back to a two-possession, rather a three-possession lead. 53-48, so the score stands. Make it 54-48 after that uphouse make. He's 4 of 5 in the quarter from the free throw line. Second one for the senior. That one is good as well, and that will do it. Here's the inbound to Cash across half court, and that is your ball game. 55-48, Omaha Central survives on the road and plays Sabetha coming up on Thursday. Let's wrap this one up in a couple minutes. Once again, your final score, 55-48, Omaha Central winners here at Concordia. You're listening to your game of the week at 92.1 at KMCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Omaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Omaha Central wins at Concordia 55-48. Let's wrap this one up here, starting off with your individual scores for Concordia. 12 points apiece for Joey Henderson and Peyton Brees, who had 9 points in the first quarter on 3 threes. Didn't hit another one until, again, in the fourth quarter in the final minute. And that's for Henderson. He had 5 points in the first quarter, 4 in the third quarter as well. Also, 9 points for Ace and Cash, who had 5 points in the third quarter, 6 points apiece for Peyton Redder and Jonathan Turner, and 3 points for Alan Garcia. For Omaha Central, 15 points apiece for Carter Rottinghouse and Braden Uphouse. So our player of the game, we're going to give it to both of them. Actually, it's player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. Your players to bank on, Carter Rottinghouse and Wade Leonard with 15 points apiece, giving it to both because Wade Leonard, with his consistency of knocking down looks from beyond the arc, he was 5 for 6 from beyond the arc here tonight. And Carter Rottinghouse, deserves a piece of it because of his ability to get those isolation one-on-ones, read what the defense is doing, blow by his man, finish with a layup, or dish it off to somebody who would make a layup. Many times was that done at the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter as well, and he also knocked down some big free throws as well. So those are your players to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. Also, 10 points for Gavin Kane. He had 5 in the fourth quarter with 3 free throws. 9 points for Abe Hilbert. He had a field goal, a 2-point field goal in every single quarter and a free throw in the first quarter. And 5 points for Braden Uphouse, going 5-for-6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and a single free throw from Cooper Hike. So this was a fun one. It started out with Concordia getting out to a wide lead. They put up 21 points in that first quarter thanks to 4 made threes, with 3, as mentioned, from Peyton Brees and 1 from Joey Henderson. And then to start the second quarter, Peyton Renner made one within the first 30 seconds. So 5 threes made in 8.5 minutes of game action. And that was when John Thomas, the head coach from Omaha Central, switched up to man-to-man defense, made the proper adjustments, and as a result, Omaha Central's offense was able to get into a rhythm with 4 made threes by Wade Leonard in the first half. Abe Hilbert made some big-time baskets inside. Rottinghouse made a big three-pointer as well in the second quarter. And from there, it was all about reading what the defense for the Panthers was doing, and they did that beautifully. And if I could give John Thomas the player of the game as well, I would. But once again, your players to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, are going to Carter Rottinghouse, the 5'9 junior guard for Omaha Central, and Wade Leonard, the 5'10 senior guard for the Thunder. That's going to do it here from Concordia. Got a 2.5-hour ride back. Omaha Central will have a 2-hour drive back. We'll do it again in Marysville. They'll take on the Sabetha Blue Jays. That should be a fun one. It'll be a tough task, and we'll see if they'll be up to the challenge. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio for making us sound good, as always. I'm Jared Sluppy here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.